Tranquil Chick, Monday, September 26, 2005. Hi, this is Kimberly Wilson. I'm on location here in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. I'm here for a wedding and taking some time to reconnect to my own creativity. Welcome to the first edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast, which is a girl's guide for living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. One may ask, what does luxe mean, and why would a yogini be interested in such extravagance? Well, the dictionary defines luxe as elegant and sumptuous. To me, luxe signifies not material wealth, but more of a strong inner wealth. Think of a feeling of empowerment and how luxe that is, a refinement, abundance, mindfulness, consciousness to luxury in your senses. I like to think of it as cashmere meets your most fabulous and yummy yoga pose. A little bit about me. I'm the creative director of Tranquil Space Yoga and Tranquility Boutique. We're located in DC's Artsy DuPont Circle, and we're lucky enough to recently have been voted DC's best yoga studio by the Washington Post. I'm also the designer of Tranquility Luxe Lifestyle Wear. And I'm writing Hip Tranquil Chick, a girl's guide to yoga on and off the mat. Today we'll be discussing my top 10 tips to help the Hip Tranquil Chick start fall, the new season, out on the right foot. And I'll also be sharing what I'll be featuring in future Hip Tranquil Chick podcasts. Show notes and more inspiration are available at www.tranquility.blogspot.com. So moving right along, number one of the top 10 tips. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Write out your fall goals. So think back, what were your goals for the new year, 2005? We only have 3 months left. What steps can you take now to get you a little closer to what you'd hoped you would have looked like by the end of the year? Something as basic as finding a new job. What action steps have you taken? Where can you take a little bit of time now as we move into this new season of September, which to me is almost like a brand new year, the beginning of a new school year. We always got the new pencils. It was like fresh. And where can you go now? What steps can you take now? So write these out. Studies show that actually taking the time to write things down makes people more apt to actually do these goals. So take the time to do that. Sharing them with a friend is one step further to getting closer. Number two, clean out your closet. Gosh, fall fashion is so fabulous right now. Spend some time mulling over your closet and shed what you no longer wear. Donate these items to charity or even schedule a swap with some of your favorite gal pals, because one person's trash is always another person's treasure. So this process always seems to be very cleansing and opens up space for the fall this season's must-haves, such as gaucho pants, shrugs, the big chunky necklaces, the bohemian tiered skirts, the Victorian-inspired lace on everything, and of course, the cowboy boots. Number three, host a soiree. Reconnect with fave friends who have fallen off your radar due to the summer travels, or just due to lack of time. Hip Tranquil Chicks are very busy. Invite them over for your clothing swap. Maybe mingle over some mimosas. Have a yoga practice together. Raise awareness about a special cause. Or you could simply nosh over your favorite pumpkin pie recipe or pumpkin soup, something with that great fall festive vibe. Number four, self-nurture with a home spa day or weekend. There are tons of recipes and ideas online for creating oatmeal facials, putting great aromatherapy oils into the bath, all sorts of great things you can do, and tons of books too. I was searching on Amazon.com yesterday for some new recipes and found all sorts of great books out there. So you don't have to have the money or the expense to actually go to the most luxurious spa in town. Set it up at home, turn off your phone, and just indulge. Gathering all these ingredients can be very easy too. They usually are essential oils like a sesame oil for a base. So pretty simple. So get all these together and indulge in a facial, mani, pedi, or aromatherapy bath. Do it by candlelight, sipping some great water sprinkled with mint, or I love to put in, it's like this rose water. It's so divine. You put a little sprinkle of rose water into your water, and little slice of lemon, and you have your own special spa. Number 5, carve your career path. Take a moment to assess if you're heading in the right direction of your dreams. It's so easy to sit around with your gal pals and just complain, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I was doing that. Do you long to write, but you're currently just simply organizing fundraisers for your local hospital, which is also fabulous, but may not be where you want to be heading. So why not begin taking these writing classes if your dream is to be an author? Subscribe to writing publications, connect with other authors, or even aspiring authors, and setting aside time to write each and every day. Remember that taking that one baby step every day towards your dreams is a sure way to attain them. Number 6, challenge yourself. How about taking up a new hobby or that salsa class you've been thinking about for years? I recently took a sewing class, reconnecting after, my goodness, probably about 6 years away from my sewing machine, and we started out sewing paper in circles, and I thought, wow. It's really great to go back to square one. And then by the end of the 6-week course, I had 4 projects made, and it just felt so good to accomplish something. I also recently took up hip-hop class, which is a bit more humbling than I had hoped. And I'm also doing a ballet. So sometimes it's just fun to challenge yourself doing something that is a little different use of your brain than you normally do. So another thing that I suggest is scheduling a vacation alone. I remember the first time I did my first solo movie. Of course, I did a matinee, but it was so empowering. Learn a foreign language. Quit talking about learning Dinette and just do it. Sign up for a class. Challenge yourself. Get out there. Number 7, get organized. Oh my gosh, this is probably one of the most powerful ones before you even start writing out your goals and going from there. It's kind of cleaning up your finances. Where is your money going? Clear off your desk, or for people like myself, whenever I work from home, my big kitchen table is my desk. Sort through your kitchen cabinets. Put your accessories into labeled drawers so you know where to find everything. Clearing clutter frees the mind and opens up space for renewed creativity. Feng Shui. Number 8, schedule some quiet time. You've got to set aside that private time to replenish the well. Some ideas for scheduling quiet time are very simple. Just maybe a few minutes in the morning to write in your journal. Meditate, maybe even just sitting alone. For people like myself, it's hard to sit still long at all. The meditating is very challenging for me, but also so powerful, just taking those few minutes. Then you build up into maybe even 20 or an hour. But of just doing nothing, just sitting there thinking, watching your thoughts. Long walks, especially as the leaves begin to change and the crisp air is coming along. Taking those long walks. Yoga, of course, my number one. Private time or quiet time replenisher. Gardening, mums, planting bulbs. Cooking, bookstore browsing, and of course, knitting. Number 9, join a group of like-minded women. There's great social groups. There are great political groups, especially those of us who live in Washington, D.C. Entrepreneur groups, just ladies who launch, volunteer groups, book clubs, Toastmaster groups, or even a knitting circle. These connections will help you grow and open up all sorts of new possibilities. So getting out there and really connecting with women who think and are like you or like what you want to be is a great way to spend some quality time challenging yourself. And number 10, update your look for more soulful surroundings. What I mean by this is, does your home or office scream you, or is it a hodgepodge of hand-me-downs? Never fear, you can make minor updates on a tight budget. Maybe go to IKEA, get some new curtains. Search for some shabby, chic-style furniture at local used stores. Maybe that animal print rug that's been calling your name forever, even though you decorate in Laura Ashley, is a thing to just get you started on updating. Maybe painting your walls a new color. Pink is fabulous. So taking a little bit of time to make sure that your surroundings are really you. So that is number 10 on the top 10 tips of getting fall off to a right foot. In the future, I'll be offering podcast listeners special discounts on the Tranquility Luxe Lifestyle Wear for Yoga and Beyond line. Check out the latest feature of the line at myccmycicy.com. A direct link will be located on the show notes. As an avid journal writer and a firm believer in creating community, I thought putting together a podcast, in addition to the Tranquility blog, would be a great way to share ideas about the yoga lifestyle for the modern girl on and off the mat. And by yoga lifestyle, I just mean chic, conscious. Chic may not always describe yoga for some people, but I think of yoga as all about blending feeling good, feeling great, actually looking great, and putting your best foot forward consciously. So some future ideas that'll be coming along with regard to the yoga lifestyle for the modern girl on and off the mat are ways on creating a home yoga practice, how to create a signature style, figuring out how to do that headstand, tips for creating an oasis at home, maybe a great hip opening yoga sequence, some home spa recipes, bringing creativity into your everyday, throwing fabulous soirees, and all sorts of other lifestyle related tips for living your yoga practice. Please share your thoughts with me at Kimberly at tranquilspace.com. TranquilSpace.com. View show notes at www.tranquilitywithoutay.blogspot.com and be sure to visit www.tranquilspace.com for additional sources of inspiration. Thanks for joining me on the first edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast. Namaste.